If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
NASA's moon test.
It's the most powerful rocket NASA's ever built.
Deadly supermarket shooting.
People were running out of Safeway.
Mississippi flooding.
It's already in a scary range. It's getting more scary.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. NASA is poised to launch its most ambitious moonshot in 50 years. The Artemis 1 mission has no crew, but CBS's Peter King says this is the first step in a process that could get people back on the lunar surface in 3 or 4 years.
Engineers have to properly condition the engines for flight by bleeding super cold fuel into them. They have to be within a certain temperature range to work safely. It's called conditioning. And while 3 of the 4 engines are fine, the so-called engine bleed did not work on the 4th, and engineers have been troubleshooting the problem. NASA has until 10:33 this morning to launch. The next possible opportunity after that would be Friday. Engineers hope it isn't serious enough to roll back the big rocket to the Vehicle Assembly Building. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has the latest on a shooting at a Safeway grocery store in Bend, Oregon, where 2 people were killed. The shooter is dead, too.
There were 10 to 20 shots. And then another 10 to 20 shots.
Heather Thompson was sitting on her parents' porch when she heard dozens of gunshots coming from the Forum Shopping Center.
Bursts of shot, like maybe 2, 4, and then it stopped.
Police say the shooter walked over from a nearby neighborhood and started firing in the parking lot.
The shooter moved through the parking lot, shooting rounds from an AR-15 style rifle.
The gunman then went to a Safeway in the shopping center. Police say he shot one person at the entrance and continued firing inside, shooting a second person. Both victims died. Shoppers and employees ran and hid.
Me and 3 other employees ran into a walk-in refrigerator and closed the door and stayed there.
Bend Police Chief Mike Krantz says officers found the apparent shooter dead with bullet casings, the AR-15 style rifle, and a shotgun nearby.
A state of emergency has been declared in Mississippi because of flooding, and CBS's Carter Evans tells us many people in the state's largest city, Jackson, have been told to leave their homes.
If you are capable of getting out now, get out now. Get out as soon as possible.
Urgent warnings as the Pearl River near Jackson, Mississippi begins to overflow. Persistent rain this past week caused the river to rise, and now at least 100 homes could face flooding.
We went through the flood in 2020. Never thought it'd happen this quick.
Anitra and Mickey Holder lost their home in the last major flood 2 years ago and just finished rebuilding. Now they're worried they'll have to do it all over again.
Our whole home was flooded out. We had to have our whole house gutted inside out.
Overseas, hundreds of thousands are homeless after destructive flooding in Pakistan. Chris Kay is with the World Food Program.
Bridges have been washed away. Roads have been washed away. And we've got villagers who are camping out on embanked roads, which we ourselves are struggling to access.
The monsoons have destroyed or damaged nearly 1 million homes and have killed more than 1,000 people over the last 2 months. According to a letter obtained by CBS News, the nation's top intelligence official says there will be a review of the documents found in former President Trump's possession.
A federal judge will hear arguments on Thursday about possibly appointing an outsider to look at seized documents that ex-President Trump claims are covered under executive privilege, while separately intelligence agency specialists look at possible national security risks involved in Trump's taking and handling of classified material, some of it very highly classified.
Information from from CIA spies and special intelligence information from technical operations of the National Security Agency. This is the most sensitive material of the United States intelligence community.
Ex-CIA Deputy Director Michael Morrell, now a CBS News contributor. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
LG and Honda are investing $4.4 billion in a joint venture to produce batteries for Honda electric vehicles in North America. The plant's U.S. site is still undecided.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
The latest CBS News Battleground Tracker indicates Republicans are on track to take 226 seats in the House in the midterm elections. 218 are needed for a majority. CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvanto says Democrats have managed to narrow a gap that was wider last month with several issues in play.
They are abortion, a little bit of improvement in the economy and prospects, and a little bit of improvement for Joe Biden, and then three, the Trump factor.
The teachers union in Columbus, Ohio, has ratified a new contract ending a strike that forced remote learning during the first few days of school last week. Teachers and students will be in the classroom today. Union official Regina Fuentes says the deal includes salary increases and a plan for smaller class sizes.
This was about our students. This was about us moving forward to make things better for them.
There have been negotiations to try to end a strike by teachers in Kent, Washington, that began last Thursday. Brian Robinson, a rookie running back for the NFL's Washington Commanders, was shot during what the team says was an attempted robbery or carjacking in D.C. The 23-year-old is hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Two suspects are being sought by police. A mint-condition Mickey Mantle 1952 baseball card sold at auction for $12.6 million. It's the highest price ever paid for a piece of sports memorabilia. On MTV last night, the Video Music Awards.
First place up in the sky.
Fergie and Jack Harlow opened the show. Bad Bunny sang from Yankee Stadium. Eminem and Snoop Dogg performed from the metaverse. Johnny Depp appeared via hologram in a Moon Man suit. Kane Brown became the first male country singer to perform ever at the VMAs. Taylor Swift won Video of the Year for All Too Well. She delighted fans with a surprise announcement.
I thought it might be a fun moment to tell you that my brand new album comes out October 21st.
She says Midnights will feature songs about 13 sleepless nights scattered throughout her life. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hawaii won the Little League World Series, winning the final game over Curacao.
Hawaii wins the World Championship again.
Honolulu capping off their historic run in Williamsport with a dominant 13-3 win over the international champs.
Best feeling I've ever had in my entire life.
An incredible journey for the squad, one head coach Gerald Oda got to witness firsthand.
It's that climb together with these 14 kids.
Their ohana gathered to watch the boys make history.
Started off as young kids playing this sport, and to reach the Little League World Series is their dream.
KGMB TV's Kyle Chinen with that report. Also from the sports world, Rory McIlroy roared back from six strokes behind to win the Tour Championship and $18 million. And tonight in New York, Serena Williams plays in her opening round match in what's expected to be her final U.S. Open. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount+.